Hey, greetings. This is Brother James, JoePerish.com, John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a great day. Hey, this is one of these teachings that I really don't want to do, don't like doing, but it needs to be done. This one's called Turned Over by God. Turned Over by God. Yeah, got rained out on our street preach today, so I've been working online. Got a communication from a man I knew a few months back. Got some bad news. Want to talk about it here as a teaching moment for us all. Over the course of my ministry, I have seen so many people go from light and truth in their life, even if it's just a little bit, to darkness and unbelief, like literally a switch flipping on and off. It's scary to watch. Sister Debbie and I have seen it. We've warned people about it over and over. I've had to tell countless men that unless they get going in the truth and the light that God has given them, He's going to remove it, and they will be in darkness and maybe never find their way out again. And it has come to pass over and over and over. And I'm no prophet. I'm just telling you what God's word says. And it grieves me deeply. I'm not a cold-hearted man. I know I'm a street preacher. I have to stand through a lot, say a lot, face a lot. But I am not a cold-hearted man. My wife knows that. People united to me know that. Maybe you people that don't know me well enough don't know that. It does grieve me deeply. I just learned about a young man, really young, like under 20, who walked with us for a very, very, very short time on the road. And we met him. This young man had such biblical knowledge. He had zeal. He had a desire to go witness. And we were right there ready to help him. God put him right in our path. God gave him people to help him. I had another brother stepping up to help him. And it was awesome. We were all rejoicing together. Then we learned that he had a porn addiction. And we also learned that he had a problem, unhealthy connection with his mother, who was keeping him in sin. And I tried to help him. He asked me to help him become a disciple. We tried for a short period of time. He ran back ASAP. Even as I warned him, it'll be to his demise. I prayed with him. I warned him. I pleaded with him. I said, don't get turned over. Don't turn back, as he was thinking about going back. I said, don't do it. Well, I just got a call from a man that knew him. This young man has renounced his faith completely. Yeah, he's told this man, his friend, he said he can't stop sinning. It's no use. I don't want anything to do with Christianity anymore. Usually, my experience with people, when they say they can't stop sinning, that means they don't want to stop sinning. Why? Well, I know God wants none to perish, 2 Peter 3:9. And He would help those who want to be rescued from their sin by the Spirit, by the Word, by other people. Look at God put people right in this young man's life. That's usually what that means. Yeah, he gave up and renounced his faith. 2 Peter 2:22. But it has happened unto them according to the true proverb. The dog is turned to his own vomit again, and the sow was washed to her wallow in the mire. Yeah. So in this young man's case, did God turn him over? I can't know for sure. But from my perspective and the time I spent with him and what I know about him, it sure appears so. He loved his sin. He loved his worldly, false religious family. It looks like God took his light and his zeal away from him. I've seen it so many times. Let's talk about being turned over. This term, turned over, that we all use, really comes from the term, biblical term, God gave them over. Let's read it. Romans 1, 21 through 32. Because that when they knew God, they glorified Him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish hearts were darkened. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools, and they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible men, to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up. So that's the term right there. God gave them up to their uncleanliness, through the lusts of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worshiped and served the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause God gave them up, there's that term again, unto vile affections. For even their women did change their natural use unto that which is against nature. And likewise also men, leaving nature, the natural use of women, burned in their lusts one towards another, men with men, working which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves the recompense of their error, which was meat. I don't know why people say the New Testament doesn't cover homosexuality. There it is right there. Verse 28. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over. There's that term. To a reprobate mind, to do those things which are not convenient. Now, you would say, well, that's only talking about homosexuality. No, not true. Listen. Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventor of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection, implacable, unmerciful, who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. So you see, it's all these different sins. God gave them up. This is what we're talking about here. These are people who know about God, know about His truth, know another way, and they choose willful sin to live it in unrighteousness. Whether it's a major weighty sin or one of these other sins, they choose it. All right, and this is talking about willful sin that damns your soul. You know it's sinful. You keep doing it. There's no sacrifice. Go read Hebrews 10, 26 and 27. There's no sacrifice for you. If you keep sinning, Christ's blood doesn't cover you. He only covers the sins you repent of and give to Him and throw at His feet. You hold on to your sin, it's going to be on your record. I preach that all the time. So one key thing to remember here, God gives and takes away repentance. Do you remember Esau? Yeah. Sold his birthright for some food. Hebrews 12, 17. For ye know how that afterward, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected. For he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully with tears. Yeah, we don't know exactly why, but God did not give him repentance. Repentance is something God grants, okay? When we tell people to repent, God has to grant that. We know God wants all men everywhere to repent, Acts 17. But based upon God knowing the future and those people's will, that might not always happen. 2 Timothy 2, 25 through 26. In meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth. Did you catch that? If God will peradventure give them, or I should say it's peradventure, will give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taking them captive by at his will. So we see that God grants repentance. Sometimes he doesn't grant it. Another area of scripture where we're talking about turning them over or giving them up, or loss because of your actions. How about the parable of the talents? Yeah, we see, this goes along with what I'm talking about, that God will give people gifts or light or truth, and when they don't act on it, He'll take it away. You don't think that's true? Watch this. Matthew 25, 28 and 30. Remember the parable of the talent? He gave some to this one, some to this one, and the last guy just stuck it in the ground, did nothing with it. Didn't use it at all. And what does God say? Take therefore that talent from him and give it unto the one with 10 talents. For unto everyone that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast that unprofitable servant into outer darkness, there should be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Yeah, not a good future for the guy that got his light, his gifts, his talents taken away. See, the key is, and I mentioned this, God knows the future. If a person will never repent and serve God, he may very well turn them over, give them up, as it says in Romans 1, over to be a vessel of wrath. What a fierce and terrible ending. But God's always just. His ways are right. He knows. Romans 9, 17 through 18. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee, that my name might be declared throughout the earth. Therefore hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will harden. This is because God knew the future, knew that Pharaoh was never going to serve him. Yeah, God wants none to perish. In the Old Testament, it tells us God does not take pleasure in the death of the wicked. He's not a fiery God that wants to kill everybody for the fun of it. No, he's a just God. And you're going to get your just reward. If you don't repent and run to Christ to be cleansed and forgiven and receive his perfect righteousness, you're going to get your reward, what you deserve, which is your sin, which leads to death. How about Peter? Peter warns about those who turn back. Hebrews 6, 4 through 6. For it is impossible for those who were once enlightened, have tasted a heavenly gift, and were made partakers of the Holy Ghost, and have tasted the good word of God, and the powers of the world to come, if they shall fall away, to renew them again unto repentance, seeing they crucify for themselves the Son of God afresh, and put him to open shame. Yeah, God turning men over, giving them over, giving them up. We see it in our ministry all the time. And we see it in the last days coming, and we're in the last days, with these religious types all around even. 2 Timothy 4, 3 and 5. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts they shall heap to themselves teachers, having itchy ears. They shall turn away from their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. There's a turning right there. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. All right? That scripture verse tells us a lot right there. And so when I do this, and I talk about this with people that are seeking after the things of God and they're seeking after Christ, I've had many people tell me, looking back, they say, well, you're too hard on people when they're first coming to Christ. You're too hard on sin. You're too hard calling out all things. Really, I say, really. I'm just doing what my master commanded. Preach the gospel, make disciples, teaching them to obey everything he's commanded. What about this scripture? What would they say about this scripture? Luke 18, 22 through 24. Now when Jesus heard these things, he said unto him, Yet lackest thou one thing. Sell all thou hast, and distribute unto the poor, and thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come and follow me. This is the story of the rich young ruler. Hey, I've kept the law. How do I gain eternal life? Jesus says, you lack one thing. Verse 23, and when he heard this, he was very sorrowful, for he was very rich. And when Jesus saw that he was very sorrowful, he said, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? Yeah, you see that? Yeah, we know that it's harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom. It's possible. Jesus said, with God, all things are possible. But you see, he had one thing. He lacked one thing. And this call to leave that one thing. Hey, leave your money. Hey, leave your mom that's worldly. Hey, leave your porn. Hey, leave your worldliness. Hey, leave your false religion. Hey, leave your pride and vanity. One thing you lack. Oh, they loved it more than they loved God. And God will not take a back seat to any sin, any person, anything, any false way. That ruler, he lacked one thing, and he left sorrowful. He loved his money more than God. This young man I'm telling you about, apparently, he loved porn and his worldly family and his fleshly ways more than he loved God. Yeah, that's cold hard truth. I love him. I love him like a son. He's young enough to be my grandson. But you know what? I got to tell the truth. We cannot follow Christ and live on in our sin. If you want to see the fruit of that, if you say, Brother James, that's impossible, of course you could do that. No, you want to see the fruit of that? Go look at the Sunday church system. It is a cesspool of sin, worldliness, compromise, feminization, pagan ways. It is not the true biblical body of Christ, holy, set apart, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb, a spotless bride, right, that we're supposed to be, blameless. No, it's compromised, worldly, sinful and corrupt because it's Satan's system and it's a goat farm in most all cases. No, Jesus saves us out of our sin. He never saves us while we're in our sin. So my plea to people as I talk about being turned over or given over to the lost world as I preach in the streets, repent to come to Christ via the gospel. And my cry to those who come to me and they say, well, I got some truth and I got some light and I'm seeing through my man-made religion and I see some sin in my life. I tell them, flee sin, run to the light, learn of this truth, strive to obey it all, seek God with all that you are, strive for the kingdom of God and do it earnestly. Today is the day of salvation. Don't wait, don't delay. Count the cost and get going. Otherwise, what? God may turn off your light. He may turn you over. He may give you over. In most all cases, I'm telling you, people never find their way back again. I can count one or two in the years I've been doing this that I've seen some people actually fight their way back out of many, many hundreds, probably over 1,000 people that we've dealt with, heard about, communicated with. Yeah, what happens to them? They become a vessel set for the wrath of God. How dangerous, scary, and fierce is that? Hebrews 10:31. It's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living God. Hey, let me know how I can help you. If you're in the world and lost and you want to come out, the gospel will save you. What Christ has done for you, his shed blood, repentance, new life, holiness and obedience, striving in it and enduring in the faith. And if you've got some truth and light and you see your life has sin or false religion, you know what? I'm here to help you walk in that, but you can't delay. God may turn off your light. God may turn you over. God may change your heart that he was opening. He may turn you over and let you go to your sinful, wicked ways. Don'tperish.com is there to help you. That's why I strive as I street preach, put up audios, videos, teachings. Sister Debbie has sisters' blogs, sisters edification. We disciple, we preach the gospel. We want to help you in the faith. Don't allow yourself to be turned over. Don't dabble with the darkness and sin in any way. You know, it's like a slippery mountain. If you saw a sign that said, slippery mountain with a steep cliff, don't get too close. I have a question. How close are you going to get before you think you can go over? Wisdom says, get way far away. The Bible says, flee all sin and unrighteousness. Have nothing to do with any appearance of evil, the Bible says. And too many people make excuses for the sin in their life, the false ways, the worldly church, the worldliness around them, false family, their flesh, and they end up being consumed by it. You toy with it. There's an old saying, play with fire and you're going to get burned. As a kid, I learned that so well. I used to play with fire and I got burned. Don't play with sin. Don't dabble in the truth of God. Run to Christ. Cling to him. We're here to help you in any way that we can. Hey, I hope that's helped you. Don't be turned over. Don't be given over. As Romans 1 says, repent and obey the gospel. Let me know I can help you in the faith. Don'tperish.com, thousands of resources for you. Get going, seeking the kingdom of God. It is getting dark. If God's given you some light, nurture it, build it, stoke the fire that he's put inside you. Don't let it go out. You may never get it lit once again. We love you all. Till next time, go out and have a glorious day. May God be praised.